Manuel Fodera was born in Catalafimi in the province of Trapani, Italy, on June 21, 2001. Manuel received a Christian education in a joyful and full of life family, where everything passed without problems until in June of 2005, at the age of 4, Manuel suffered severe pain in his right leg. A few days later, at the hospital of Palermo, where he had been hospitalized, he was diagnosed with a terrible cancer. At that moment, his way of the cross began, and it was going to last 5 long years. It was the beginning of a unique, painful, yet very joyful journey for this little one, who eventually felt the presence of Jesus speaking to him like a close friend. He first underwent an operation to remove his tumor, recovered from it, and received his first few cycles of chemotherapy. At first, he wanted to go to school and play with his friends, and he cried because he could not go. Then, after some time, the inexplicable occurred. Manuel accepted his treatment, becoming patient and calm. Sister Prisca, a Franciscan nun at the hospital, was the first to notice the change in Manuel. She said that before receiving therapy, Manuel would always visit the chapel because he wanted to see Jesus. This made him very happy, because he wanted to be the closest friend of Jesus. Toward the end of summer 2005, Manuel returned home and recovered with his family and loved ones. After playing games, he would always ask everyone to pray the rosary, because the Hail Marys would make him feel better. He often asked those near him to recite it in moments of pain, because it makes the pain go away, or in moments of fear, because it gives him strength and peace. As time passed, his relationship with Our Lady intensified, and she became more alive. Once, Manuel was physically exhausted from countless treatments and asked Our Lady for a special consolation. It was the villagers' patron saint day, and they took Our Lady out in procession. Manuel exclaimed to his mother that Our Lady had told him that he was her joy, and that she will have fireworks for him. His mother explained that they weren't expecting any fireworks that day. But afterwards, Manuel went to sleep, but was later awoken by fireworks. He said to his mom, "Now are you convinced? Our Lady told me, you are my joy, and these fireworks are for you." In the hospital, the chaplain normally gave communion to his mother. Manuel also wanted to receive Jesus, but everyone told him that he was too young, since he was only 6 years old. However, given his insistence, his Christian maturity, and his alarming physical condition, he received permission from the Bishop of Trapani. On the 13th of October 2007, he received his first Holy Communion. However, on the morning of the long-awaited day, he did not feel well. He woke up with terrible pains in his leg, which did not allow him to get out of bed, and because of which he feared he would not be able to go to the chapel. Towards noon, against all odds, the pain disappeared. Manuel explained that Our Lady had healed him, and so the little one received his first Holy Communion. He told his friends, priests and nuns, that the reason to why he wanted to receive Jesus so young was because he wanted to receive Jesus into his heart. He later asked the bishop to remind the faithful to at least spend 5 minutes in silence after receiving Holy Communion to be able to speak to Jesus in their hearts without distraction. One day after communion, Manuel shared how he had asked Jesus what he could give him the following Christmas. And Jesus answered, "Always show my joy to others. Be a warrior of light in the midst of darkness." When asked how did Jesus speak to Manuel, Manuel replied, "He spoke to me in my heart." In June of 2008, he went to Lourdes. After dinner, at the hotel, Manuel recited the rosary with some pilgrims and wanted to offer a dozen for blind children. No one understood why he had this intention, but upon their return, it was known that a blind child from another group had regained his sight. In August of 2008, Manuel made his confirmation. Jesus gave him the gift of his spirit in abundance, The balm of grace, as Manuel referred to the Eucharist, made his illness appear to be an inexplicably happy one. On July 2, 2009, Manuel had to undergo a very painful scan and did not want to see anyone nor answer the phone. He asked the Blessed Virgin for a sign to show that she loved him and was helping him. A little before midnight, he started to hear fireworks, a favorite of Manuel. One day after communion, Jesus said to him, "Manuel, your heart is not your own. It's mine, and I live in you." But Manuel did not quite understand, so he asked his spiritual director what it meant. The only words that came to the priest's mind were those of Saint Paul, "Yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me." Manuel said to his friends, "Jesus gave me suffering because he needs suffering united to him to save the world. Jesus called me a warrior of light to conquer the evil and darkness of the world. Love, sacrifice, and gift of self were inseparable realities for Manuel." Friends gathered around him at home and in the hospital, drawn to the joy and peace that he radiated while his body was slowly given out. Many priests who visited him heard him say, "I love you. I pray for you. Take Jesus to children, to those who suffer, to the sick. Take Jesus to everyone you meet. Tell your priests to remind the faithful that they always have to receive Jesus in a state of grace, without sin, and afterwards to always spend at least 15 minutes giving thanks. Jesus is very great. He's God, and has to be treated like God." His mother and the priest encouraged him to take painkillers to ease the pain, but the child said, "I want to wait a little longer before I take medicine, because Jesus needs my suffering to save souls." He gave his mother precise instructions for the day of his death. He would wear his first communion suit, and instead of a pillow for his head, he would rest on a Bible open to the passage of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14, in which it is written, "Heal me, Lord, that I may be healed. Save me, that I may be saved, for you are my praise." July the 20th was his last day on earth. He was lying on his bed with his rosary tightly held in his hands. Mass was celebrated in his room. After receiving communion, he whispered, "I have finished." Manuel Fodera, Prega Pro Noi.